right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, November 26, 2012. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. It'll be led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Please pray with me. Dear Lord, thank you for all the blessings of life. Dear Lord, I thank you for the blessings. Lord, thank you for all the blessings. All of it. Please forgive us.
Amen.
Amen. Please, John. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with in our agenda with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for the Sabine Pass Port Authority paving and drainage improvements funded by round one Hurricane Ike disaster grant administered by the Texas GLO. Item B is to approve specifications for requests for proposals for the lease of properties not previously leased as a result of the buyout of properties in the flood zone in Jefferson County that was accomplished through FEMA. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a subscriber agreement for Westlaw and CD-ROM DVD products for law enforcement agencies and correctional facilities for the Jefferson County Correctional Facility for a total monthly charge of $3,351.76 for a 36-month term. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a subscriber agreement for Westlaw computerized officer access for the Jefferson County Correctional Facility for a charge of $1,596 for 36 months term. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a subscriber agreement for West Complete Print for the Jefferson County Correctional Facility for a monthly charge of $295.80 for a 36 month term. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an amendment to contract number 161-68931. The equipment lease purchase agreement dated 3/18/2008 between AT&T Capital Services, Inc. and Jefferson County for support services of the Telestrat business call recording system in the amount of $10,000. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with the East Sullivan Advertising and Design to be appointed marketing communications agency for Jack Brooks Regional Airport, commencing December 1st, 2012 and ending March 1st, 2013 in an amount not to exceed $25,000 for the marketing and promotion of the airport and the new American Airlines DFW Air Service route. Item H is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a work order with Garver LLC for the airport layout plan and construction survey, which includes current and future construction for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. That is funded 90% from Airport Improvement Project Grant number 29 in the amount of $159,000 cost. Item I is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a work order with Garver LLC on a project for on-call services for the regional airport at cost not to exceed $30,000. That's 90% funded by Airport Improvement Project Grant number 29. And item J is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a change order number 2 to the proposed water line for the City of Hampshire to T. Johnson Industries, Inc. in the amount of $103,264.32 for changes including directional bore at multiple locations, driveway bore for 6-inch and 10-inch water lines, roadway bore, T-restrain with mega lugs, gate valves with gate boxes, standard fire hydrant unit, tracer wire, and unspecified iron fitting, bringing the total contract to $1,063,162.53. And that, again, is a project that's funded by Hurricane Ike Round 1 grants. Disaster grants administered by the Texas General Land Office. Item K is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of term contract for liquid soil stabilizer for Jefferson County with Bay Steel International for a third additional one-year renewal from December 6, 2012 to December 5, 2013. Item L is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of term contract for reinforced concrete pipe and precast concrete box culverts for Jefferson County with Hanson Pipe and Precast for a third additional one-year renewal from December 13, 2012 to December 12, 2013. And item N is to consider and possibly approve disposing of scrap signs and signposts of material to be transported to a metal salvage company and they're sold for such prices it may command returning such funds to the county. They have a motion on those items under purchasing. It's been moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion of any of those items under purchasing? Not? Yes, sir.
Commissioner Weaver, don't you think the airport, he need to give us some kind of talk on his airport stuff?
Commissioner, he can. Why don't you go ahead and address your questions?
Commissioner, I have a question on the Darwin. All those contracts, let us know, the public know what's going on. Still ones that need to be managed from this court.
I have the backups here. I'll go ahead first and then Alex can address the other.
Okay.
But in your backup packet, Commissioner, you'll notice that the on-call services are for the FAA requirements and compliance with the capital improvement plan, cost estimates for the airport improvement schedules, for work orders, things like that. And then as far as the airport layout plan, that particular portion of the grant addresses that for our runways, surface improvements, stuff like that. And it's in your backup packet.
Oh, I know it is. I'm making sure that you give it to the public so they'll know, and we not, they'll know what's going on.
If you have any specific questions about it.
That was it. I wanted to make sure that it was that the public would know what's going on.
And I will say on that, Adam J., I made some calls this morning, spoke to the engineer on that project for the Hampshire water line. That change order, because when I first looked at it, I thought, my goodness, didn't the construction company, when they bid on the job, know that they were going to have to bore under driveways? But apparently there have been a few new driveways put in since the engineering was originally done and the contract was let. But also, when they were in the engineering phase, it was explained to me that the great majority of this $103,000 change order is that the pipelines would not come out while they were engineering the project to do locates for them or to discuss with them, refuse to discuss with them the laying of the water line. So they engineered to lay the water lines over the top of the pipelines, and when they went to cross the easement, the insurance, the pipeline companies required that they bore under. So most of that cost is boring under pipelines along the route of the waterway, water line. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Commissioners. Item A is to consider authorize. We can table that. We got a little bit of rain, and hopefully we're going to get a lot more rain this evening, which there are supposed to be heavy winds and potentially damaging winds between 8 a.m. and midnight tonight, 8 p.m. and midnight tonight. According to Roger Erickson, the National Weather Service, so make sure all your patio furniture is taken care of. Item B is to consider and approve the reappointments to Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3 Commissioners for Places 1 and 3 whose terms expire December 31st, 2012, who are to serve two-year terms. In Place 1 is Mr. Doug Harville, and Place 3 is Mr. Mike Dogay. Item C is to consider and possibly accept the letter of resignation of Joe QB Stevenson as Constable Precinct 6 to become effective November 30th, 2012. And then what we'll do if that is affirmatively voted on, we'll come back with another agenda item next Monday to appoint Mr. Dana Baker Sr. as the replacement, since he is the constable-elect for that position. And so those are all the items under County Commissioners. Do I have a motion on items B and C?
Okay.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, item A is consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute Texas Department of Transportation grant for routine airport maintenance program grant. It's a 50% match, which is budgeted for by the airport. We have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Alex, you want to give Commissioner Arnold details on that?
Oh.
This TxDOT ramp grant is specifically designed for airports to fund a lot of ongoing costs that most airports do incur. Specifically for this grant, we're looking at doing some T-hanger improvements that involves new paint on some of the on most of the doors, the skin, changing out some of the vents on the roofs. A lot of the doors, the electric motors, and the operating mechanisms are just wore out, they're old, so we're looking at doing some substantial general aviation repairs and using this grant to help offset some of the costs.
How much is total grant? How much is
the
match amount?
The total amount the state will fund is $50,000, so I think currently the grant I have applied for is $81,000 total cost. So, but I can go and amend as we need and see fit.
All righty. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have items A and B are regular county bills. Check numbers 373806. Through 374255 for the we go through check number 374011 through the week of November 19th and from 374012 through 374255 for the week of 11/26. I have a motion on those items.
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Commissioner Alfred, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under lastly, under the Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and possibly approve authorizing the county judge to approve the 2011-12 required annual asset forfeiture reports and certifications for the Texas Attorney General and the U.S. Department of Justice and the Treasury. Do I have a motion on that one?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes again have it unanimously. Is there anything that any member of the court or elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action on it?
I want to bring one thing. I want to thank publicly Ozan's choir. They were here to serenade the courthouse with Christmas carols during the lighting of the Christmas tree, and it was a treat to have them. And I'm sorry, the young lady, I didn't remember her name, but she did an excellent job in lighting the Christmas tree also.
Sophia Simon.
Simon?
Sophia Simon.
Okay.
2.5 years old. Anything else?
Right. Also, I see Constable Stevens here. Appreciate your service over the past 40 years, 30 years. Thanks for being here. I think we're getting a good man. You introduced me to Mr. Baker, Constable Baker now. Welcome aboard whenever we approve it next week. But appreciate your service.
I'll echo that too. I didn't see you, Constable. Glad for your service and while you were here. And the Constable elect, looking forward to you working with the citizens of this community all around doing your best. We're glad to have you on board when we accept that.
And Mr. Baker, you might get with Human Resources and start getting everything together so that.
We've already been in contact.
Very good. All right. So there's nothing further, then thank you. We are adjourned.
Sign me.
Yeah.